Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm here with Michael Wood, Chief Fitness Officer at Coco Fitness and the father of 7th grader Julia, who's a starter for her high school basketball team. Her mental game, he says, has helped lead her to success. I'm also here with my brother, mental game expert Dr. Patrick Cohn.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Patrick.
Hi. Welcome.
Michael, can you tell me a little bit about Julia?
I know, sure.
She's a 7th grader who's been playing, I think, on her high school team for a few years.
Yes, actually. The situation is that she is, she attends a charter school that is actually from grades K through 12.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have a school that's K through 12, if there are student-athletes in that particular school that are, talent-wise and also have that mental game that they could play on that next, you know, junior varsity or varsity level, then so be it. And in this case, her school has a varsity basketball team as well as a soccer team. And Julie, for the last 2 years as a 6th and 7th grader, was lucky enough, fortunate enough to make the team.
And you also mentioned that she was featured in ESPN Magazine, correct?
Yes, that was a kind of a funny story. Somebody saw her. The story goes like this. I think someone saw her online. She was in the newspaper, and actually the cover, I think it was, of the Sun Chronicle when she made the 6th grade. She made her high school team, and a woman in Connecticut who runs a recruiting site, but a listing site that puts all the top high school players, you know, which is basically, class of 2008 through 2011, they posted Julia on that because they thought it was such a cool thing that she was the youngest player that they've heard of to make a high school team. And from that, ESPN, I guess, saw that Max Thompson was the writer and basically interviewed Julia on her way to school one day. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That's neat. Now, you mentioned to me that as a parent, you don't want to push her too hard, but you want to support her. What does that mean for you?
Sure. There's a fine line here. You know, parents who are probably listening are like, wow, she's awfully young. But I think as parents who have good athletes kind of understand, especially females, they mature a little bit quicker than boys, both mentally and definitely physically. And so we just want to make sure with her, and her mother was actually an assistant coach on the team last year, my wife Robin.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of helped. We just wanted to make sure that we didn't push her along too fast because we knew that she had the skill level to play at this. I mean, she's already 5'7", and she can run it. She can jump very well, and she has a great shot. But that's only part of the game. The big thing, as you know, is the whole mental aspect of it. Could she, you know, play with girls that are, you know, juniors and seniors in high school as well as younger girls also? So we really cognizant of that and really kind of taking her along slowly and always talking to her and just letting her know that, you know, granted you are skill-wise like a high school player, but you're still very precocious little 12-year-old girl who's now just turned 13.
Wow. Now, what kind of mental game challenges does she have?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, she's not just a typical player. She actually gets a lot of playing time. She actually started last year after a few games. She started the rest of the year and was the second leading scorer on the team, and this year it's the same thing. And it's not that she's a real big part of the team. She has a great little team, and she plays with 4 upperclassmen, so she's a 7th grader, and she's playing with these upper girls. And sometimes she is, you know, she's a second leading scorer, so they look for her sometimes. And she sometimes says, you know, why are they, you know, I'm only a 7th grader. Why does it have to be me all the time that they kind of look for? And I have to kind of explain to her that even though you're young, your talent is there, and it's just, you know, it's just something that you kind of have to take step by step and deal with and explain to her and talk to her all the time.
So she feels like she's taking on a lot of responsibility.
Yes, and we don't want to throw this on it. I mean, in our household, the big thing is, remember, she's only 12 years old. Little dish, yes, you know, hey, she's only 13. You got to kind of put it in perspective, and we really, you know, we take a back seat to a lot of stuff. This is really a low-key team. It's not a very high-end team. It's a charter school league, so there are girls who could be playing with 6th and 7th grade and girls who are in high school. So it's not a very, very competitive team, even though they are currently 18-0 and that they're going to be playing at UMass Boston this week for the tournament. She has a smile on her face. She loves the game, and that's really what we look for. If that isn't, if we don't see that, then we make some adjustments here.
Now, what about? I'm curious about how her peers view her.
Yeah, you know, at first,
she worries about them and how what they think of her.
Yeah, I mean, you know, starting with last year, she didn't look like a typical sixth grader. You know, she was tall for her age, and she played. And when you watch her, you can't tell that she's a sixth or seventh, or now a seventh grader. And her friends were a little, you know, didn't know what to make of her at first on the team. And then they realized that this girl can actually play, and especially some of the upperclassmen when, you know, she was playing the two or the three, she'd give them the ball a lot. And, you know, after a while, they just forgot the whole age barrier, and she was just a player like everybody else who loved the game. And next thing you know, some of these upperclassmen are, you know, bringing her under her wing, and that was a real good thing. And the coach has been great, so, and the assistant coaches. So, I mean, it's kind of a win-win.
So she doesn't have any issues about worrying about what the coaches and these older players think about her?
Not so much on this team. That's why we love this Foxborough Charter team. It's in Massachusetts. It's a great school and a great program. The coach is fantastic. And she does play AAU ball, and she's played since the fourth grade. And that can be a little, as you know, competitive. So we really, that's where we have to monitor some things. We're going to actually back off a little bit this year to do with that. So the school team, to answer your question, is fine. It's just some of these other, you know, she's been invited to some national camps and some different things like that. And we just really have to make sure that, you know, too much, too soon kind of thing is not thrown upon her.
Now, Patrick, I'm going to ask you, what sort of mental game issues do you think kids like this struggle with in general, the kids who end up playing up so far?
Well, I think you've hit on a couple of them, but, you know, one is maybe they feel like they're in a little glass house that everybody's watching them, that, you know, it's this young athlete, up-and-coming athlete, and maybe they feel like there's too much, there's too many eyes, that the athletes sometimes feel like that talent becomes a noose around their neck,
right.
That they have to, you know, because they're in this specific role, that they have to perform, and that others are watching them and going to find out whether they're going to succeed or fall on their face. I mean, that will be one thing. And certainly, you've hit on some of the teammate issues too, and how the other teammates are receive her and wondering if she fits in. Many of the athletes that I work with that raise to the next level, although she's been at this level for 2 years. When you have to raise the next level, they worry about whether they fit in or not. Do I really fit in? Do I really belong? So there's this kind of this whole belongingness. In terms of talent, I'm talking about,
right.
Not so much on friendship level, but more of, do I belong playing at this level? But, I mean, right off the top of my head, those would be some of the challenges that, you know, she might deal with.
Sure.
And Michael, what have you found?
Yeah, I mean, he's right on with a lot of things that he's mentioning, and, you know, it's interesting. You really, the talent thing is not the issue with her right now, and again, it's more, and my wife keeps telling me this, you know, she deals with her, you know, my wife played on her high school team as a freshman basketball player. She knows all about this, and we're not two parents, and I really try to, even though it might seem like that, push this girl. She is just someone who walked on. The coach wanted to try out. She did it. I knew talent-wise wasn't going to be an issue. What we both were concerned with was that gap with, you know, hey, this girl's 12 and she's going to be playing with some, sure, 7th and 8th graders, but for the most part, she's going to be on a court with a bunch of upperclassmen. Can she handle that? And the thing about that was really our main concern. And there were a couple of issues last year, but again, she just kept getting more playing time and more playing time, and she feels very comfortable on the floor. And once she knew that the girls, you know, she scored, which she did last year, you know, 16, 17 points in a game as a sixth grader, that these upperclassmen were going to feel okay with that. She's very cognizant of that she didn't want to outshine people and still play within her game. So it's more that kind of an issue versus the talent. It's just, does she fit in? And, you know, we constantly talk to her. The coaches talk to her. We talk to her. And, you know, this year she's like a whole different kid, and she's very comfortable with it. And it's just an opportunity that I think she's really taking full advantage of.
Now, how do you think she got from wherever she was last year to where she is this year?
Sure. There's, I mean, keep in mind, too, you know, female athletes, they definitely mature at a quicker. I mean, I was a former strength coach at the University of Connecticut. I've worked with athletes for 20 years. So I'm kind of privy to a little more than the average parent. So girls definitely mature a little bit quicker than boys, and I mean, she's hit that maturation level already, actually a couple of years ago. So she's, and I mean, just, she's already there physically, and she's continued to grow. But it's just one of those things where physically she's able to handle it, and we'll see what happens. From last year, to answer your question, she really, I think, just worked hard on her game on the off season and did other things, not just basketball. So you don't want to specialize at an early age. So she's running track or doing softball, or, you know, she's done all the different sports, and the AAU thing has definitely helped her. And she had some work with a friend of ours who's played at a high level and has coached her a little bit and did a lot of these two-hand ball handling drills and things like that. And that stuff is just, has just taken off with her, and that has really helped her confidence. And that's the big thing here. It's, at this young age, as you know, it's a confidence level. Most kids don't have the confidence to play, but if you can to handle that, which she at this time can, and the talent is there. And again, we're not pushing her. She's not playing a lot of games after the season, so we're really kind of monitoring all this. But she just seemed to make good strides from last year because some of the things she did on the off season, I guess.
Now, and you're saying that she has built up her confidence because she knows she's talented and she's got all these successes behind her.
Well, even though, you know, she went to a camp, this is her summer last year consisted of going to the UConn camp, which, you know, it was her second or third year there, I think it was, and she made the all-star team there, and, you know, that kind of helps your confidence. Then she goes and her AU team made it to the Nationals down in New Orleans, and, you know, they played a bunch of games down there, and she had some outstanding games, and she also had some games that were challenging. I mean, this was a Division I level. The girls were over 6 feet tall, and this is, they were 12, 11 and under at the time. So she was playing against the best competition, not just in Massachusetts, but in the country. And she really handled herself very well in a lot of the situations. And some were, some of it was a little stressful. And then after that, she was invited to the Adidas camp in San Diego. And this is with the top kids in the country, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And she was named, you know, rated top 22 in the camp. And, you know, that to me doesn't mean anything, all these numbers. What we're trying to do is just kind of improve on her skill level, so, and just make her a better athlete. And but with this, the confidence is coming, but she's seeing herself not just around here, but with these girls from across the country who are very, very talented, and she's able to play with them. You just do little tips and little things that you're just trying to educate these kids so they can take it and use it for the rest of their life, not just with sport.
Right. A lot of this mental game stuff applies to life in general.
Oh, and business when you get older, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Michael, you've been tremendously helpful, and I
thank
wish
you.
You and your daughter good luck.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks
pleasure
for
talking
joining
to you
us.
Both. Okay,
thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Be sure to visit youthsportspsychology.com to get our new workbook CD program, The Ultimate Sports Parent. You can also pick up our free ebook, 10 Tips to Improve Confidence and Success in Young Athletes. That's youthsportspsychology.com.